Mr. Manuel Akiza. Well, web radios very much depend on the context that prevails in a given country. If you take developing countries, for instance, and Burundi in particular, our diaspora is scattered across quite a number of different countries, and the diaspora wants to know what's happening in country. So a web radio allows people living abroad to monitor what's happening in country, what's happening in their homeland. We have even started interactive programs that people listening over the internet can call in Bujumbura to express their views. That's one way of ensuring that the voice of the diaspora is heard. Actively contributing live to the inclusion of the diaspora in the life of the city. The digital switchover in Burundi is of course a major issue, including for community radios, because it will entail costs, expenses, and that's money we don't have. That's money community radios don't have. They are, most of them have no money whatsoever, and so the need to switch over to digital broadcasting is going to be a threat to their very existence unless donors can be identified to fund that switchover process. Another example is management, as was said earlier. The question being, who's going to manage frequencies? If it's the telecom regulatory authority or the Burundian government, clearly we're going to be under constant threat of being shut down. Another issue is that the digital switchover has been outsourced to China, and so our digital broadcasting will be managed from Shanghai or Beijing, and so they can basically shut us down from China if they want to. We're going to be in foreign hands, and that's a challenge, that's an issue. And I really have no idea as to how we're going to manage that. Now on coverage, geographical coverage, I believe that as far as community radios are concerned, especially in developing countries, if you don't cover a large geographical area, you can't achieve your expected outcome. You can't be successful because your priority has to be to promote active citizenship. It has to be to educate communities. It has to be education for self-rule, self-management, self-government. So if you don't reach a large territory and therefore a large audience, your impact is necessarily, inevitably going to be fairly small. So you have to broadcast to a large audience, to a large territory. That means you need transmitters installed all over the place. That means paying fees and dues for use of the frequencies. You have to pay the wages of technicians who are going to maintain your transmitters, etc. That means a substantial, that requires a substantial resources, which we don't have. In the film you saw earlier, Radio Liberté is facing big issues in the transition, as it is, in the present situation. If it has to switch over to digital, it's simply going to disappear.